The Senate Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs will now come to order. Good afternoon. So I am Senator Josh Newman. I am filling in per the Senate rules for our chair, Senator Archuleta, who is under the weather and is absent. We will, as today as ever, we continue to take some precautions to manage ongoing COVID-19 risks. The Senate continues to welcome the public and has provided access to both in-person and teleconference participation for public comment. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code are posted on our committee website, and I will announce them now. Today's participant number is 877-226-8163. Again, that's 877-226-8163, and the access code is 533-8663. Again, the access code is 533-8635. As the chair, I will maintain decorum during the hearing, as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. We are holding our committee hearings here in the O Street building today. I ask all members of the committee to be present in room 2200 so we can establish our quorum and begin our hearing. So we do not yet have a quorum. I have one other member with me. Senator Eggman is here. And because of that, let us start the hearing today as a subcommittee. We will not call votes until a quorum is established, which it has not been yet. We have six measures on the calendar today. Four are on consent. But let us move forward with our first hearing. And I believe it is... The suspense. It is AB 325, Assemblymember Irwin. Welcome, Assemblymember Irwin. You may proceed when ready.
Thank you, Senator Newman and Senator Eggman. I'm here to present AB 325, which would establish the Veterans Military Discharge Upgrade Grant Program. This program, subject to an appropriation, would help fund service providers for free or low cost, would educate veterans about discharge upgrades and assist qualifying veterans in filing discharge upgrade applications. Recent class action settlements relating to traumatic brain injuries and PTSD have expanded the population of veterans who may be eligible for an upgrade to their discharge status. We will benefit when veterans secure the services and benefits that are owed to them. Thank you.
Thank you. So I do not believe we have a primary witness, is that correct?
We don't have a primary witness, but we have a witness that would like to say a few words.
Okay, and you are welcome to. Due to constraints regarding length of hearings, technology considerations, committee chairs may institute time limits on testimony. So each side will be permitted a maximum of 3 minutes for their testimony, both in support and in opposition. If we have someone who would like to testify in support, please proceed. Good to see you, sir.
See you, sir. Brian Sapp here on behalf of the California Association of Veterans Service Agencies. Federal state law denies many of the veterans that have extended benefits to the U.S. Armed Forces who have separated under conditions that were less than honorable that have typically denied federal eligibility. Recent court cases have brought to light significant amount of veterans who deserve discharges and their respective services branches reviewed. A less than honorable discharge deprives veterans of most of the services and benefits that were earned to them by their services, such as Don't Ask, Don't Tell. California must work to ensure that California veterans are able to access and secure discharge upgrades that were mostly denied to them of their service. These benefits are denied to all military service members. Calabasas, I'm so sorry. AB 325 will provide many grants to local veteran service providers and will help connect veterans in applying for their complicated applications that are much needed to modify their military services. The California Association of Veteran Service Agencies thanks them, Assemblymember Irwin, for bringing them such an important measure up today. And with that, we ask for your aye vote.
And thank you, Mr. Sapp. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Are there any other individuals in the hearing room who would like to testify in support of AB 325? Seeing none, let's turn to the teleconference room. Anyone on the teleconference line wishing to testify must limit their comments to their name, affiliation, and position on the mayor's. Moderator, if you could please cue the line and have any witnesses wishing to testify on behalf of AB 325 proceed.
Thank you. Please press 10 at this time, if so. Again, it's 10. One moment here. We do have one in queue. Just give me a moment. Again, it's 10. And we'll go ahead and open line 58.
Hi, this is Maureen Fedor. I'm the legal director at Swords to Plowshares, a veterans rights organization in the San Francisco Bay Area. And we support this and request a vote of yes. Thank you.
And thank you. Madam Moderator, is there anybody else on the teleconference line wishing to testify in support?
None further at this time.
Thank you. Having heard from all supporters, we will now follow the same process, hear from any opposition. Are there any witnesses here in room 2200 who wish to testify in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, let's move back to the teleconference line. Madam Moderator, would you please prompt any individuals waiting to testify in opposition to AB 325?
Certainly. Again, it's 10 at this time. And currently not in queue.
Thank you very much. We'll bring it back to the committee hearing room. My colleague, singular, anything to add to the bill?
No, I would thank the assembly member for bringing this forward and would be very happy to move the bill when we have a quorum.
Duly noted, and thank you. So we do not have a quorum, so we will not take that motion. Assembly Member Irwin, would you like to close?
Just when the time comes and you have a full room, I would ask for your aye vote.
Very good. Thank you very much. Thank you for your testimony. Let us go to the next bill. I believe we have Assembly Member Flora. Good to see you, sir. I like the coat. And let us get to your bill, AB 2119. Assembly Member Flora, you may proceed.
Thank you so much, Senator. Appreciate your time. I'm here to present AB 2119, which would establish a medical foster home pilot program. Medical foster homes are an opportunity for eligible veterans to live in an affordable private home environment rather than an institution setting. AB 2119 is a pathway to making that happen. The integrity and safety of this program and its participants are strictly overseen by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs and the California State Auditor. We have been coordinating closely with the Department of Social Services to ensure this pilot is effective as possible. And on the line, we have Dana Cooper from the National Director of the VA Home and Community Care, and Megan Matthew from the National Medical Foster Home Program Manager on the line just to answer technical questions if necessary.
I appreciate that. So I understand there are no primary witnesses, and those two folks are here to answer any questions. We'll move on to testimony in support. Is there anybody here in the hearing room who would like to testify in support of AB 2119? Seeing none. Madam Moderator, if you could please poll the teleconference line. Is there anybody on the teleconference line who would like to testify in support of AB 2119 with their name, their affiliation, and their position?
Press 10 at this time, if so. And then in queue currently.
Very good. Let's turn back to and apply the same process for opposition. Is there anybody here in the hearing room who would like to testify in opposition to AB 2119? Also seeing none, let's go back to the teleconference line. Madam Moderator, if you could please cue any witnesses on the teleconference line who'd like to testify in opposition to AB 2119.
Please press 10 at this time. Currently none in queue.
Okay, let's come back to the committee hearing room. My colleague, anything to add? Thank you.
Well, I do. I have do have some questions on this one, Mr. Rippin. So the governor vetoed this in 2019 because one of the issues is because the VA is a sole entity, then there are no California rules and regulations. So there is some fear in the LGBTQ community that these homes would not be bound by any kind of California protections and thereby open up this, just a regular Fed protections, and especially for a lot of our older LGBTQ folks. So can you talk to me about what safeguards are in there to make sure people are afforded every right in California in a VA home in our state?
Well, it's certainly not my intentions by, you know, obviously as the author of this bill. It's something that we're very closely monitoring, and, you know, there's our federal protections as well. But I will actually ask the VA, either Megan or Dana, to comment on that, because this is something that was brought up, and we are addressing it. But maybe I'll just reach out to our expert witnesses on the phone line, have them maybe go into a little bit more detail if it's satisfactory to you.
If the chair would allow. If the chair would allow.
Okay. I'm sorry, we had a little kerfuffle. We have a member who is apparently in the wrong hearing room. So we do not have a quorum. I wish you'd served the military. You'd be very helpful right now. So please,
we'd all
proceed.
Be lost then.
Yeah, proceed.
We just needed permission for his witness to answer questions.
Please, let's have the witness answer questions. Welcome, Senator Grove.
Can we change seats?
Can you change seats? Sure.
I don't ever sit on the left.
By all means. Let's do that in the
back. Sometimes you just got to lean in, man.
So to the witnesses, if you could please excuse us and proceed.
Sorry.
Or maybe Assemblymember Flora, you might want to prompt your witness again, but they have the chair's permission.
Dana or Megan, maybe let's go with Dana Cooper, National Director of the Veterans Home and Community Care. Dana, are you on the line?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we have you.
I can't move.
Yeah, so the VA, you know, as you mentioned, we do follow our own federal regulations against discrimination as well, and so any VA medical foster home that provides care to any of our veterans is bound to also follow those discrimination laws. So we do not discriminate against race, color, religion, national origin, language, age, sex, which includes gender identity and transgender status, their sexual orientation, pregnancy, marital status, parental status, political affiliation, and the list as described. We have our own directive against discrimination. Our VHA directive 1019 is our discrimination directive. We follow that. All of our foster homes are required to attend training in which these discrimination policies are discussed, and then all of them are followed by our home-based primary care teams in which we provide age and gender-appropriate care. All of our teams are required to undergo training each year.
And if I can, thank you for all that. But how does that change the issue that the same bill was vetoed by the governor in 2019 for the issues that I asked?
I'm not.
Well,
go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead, Dana.
So the concern was that they wouldn't receive appropriate care, is my understanding. We were kind of baffled as why it was vetoed. I mean, the care that the VA provides, you know, we ensure that the appropriate care is provided.
Okay, thank you. So that's my concerns with the bill, Assemblymember, and I was briefed on this morning. I'm not here to stop your bill today, but I want to look into this. I want to look into this more, and just, you know, maybe look at some of the other homes in other parts of the country, and just kind of explore if they have had any issues, or if it's just if it's a fear of an issue versus a regular issue itself. So I thank you and your sponsors for attempting to answer the questions.
And thank you, Senator Hagman. So for my benefit, Assemblyman Floyd, if you could just to reiterate, what if anything is different between this bill and the bill to which Senator Hagman is referring, which was vetoed?
Yeah, so in the governor's veto message, it seemed to us largely a jurisdictional dispute. They weren't quite ready to move forward with it, and so the governor at that time didn't want to take on the project. Since then, we've worked very closely with DSS to try to work with them on an agreement, and that's been ongoing, and it's been going very, very well. So we are still currently working with them and look forward to this as it hopefully moves forward today. But Senator Eggman, as far as states, there's about 18 states that have some sort of programs, and I can provide you that list to maybe help your research be a little bit simpler if you'd like to check in on that. So I can get you that list as well.
I think that would be appreciated. So thank you, Assemblymember Flora. We do not yet have Senator Grove. Any questions? Welcome, by the way.
I just thank the author for the bill, and at the appropriate time, I'd be glad to move it for you so that we can take a vote on it. You know, when I think about this being a pilot program, it should actually be a program that's available to all of our veterans here. And I know that I have a lot of veterans, World War II, still living, Korea, Vietnam veterans that would really, really take advantage of this. So thank you.
Point well taken. We do not yet have a quorum, so we cannot yet make a motion, but your intent is noted. Assemblyman Flora, if you'd like to close.
Well, just thank you to the committee and the staff for the time, for allowing our witnesses to jump on kind of last minute to kind of clear up some of this. And this is a huge priority to our district and to my veterans community, because there is a lot of older veterans that do not need to be institutionalized, and there's a lot of families that would love to house them. And to set this program up, I think, is a benefit, and I respectfully ask your aye vote when that time is correct.
And thank you. We will do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
And so at this time, we have three of the four members needed to establish a quorum. I suppose we probably best to recess. We're going to recess and see if we can't get a hold of one of the remaining members who's available and return when they're present. Thank you. Out of recess, and we are, this is very promising here at the Senate Committee on Military Veterans Affairs. It appears we do have a quorum. So if you would, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Newman.
Here.
Grove.
Here.
Archuleta. Eggman.
Here.
Melendez.
Here.
Roth. Umberg.
You've got a quorum, sir.
We do have a quorum. Excellent. So, as mentioned earlier, we have six measures on the calendar. We have four on consent. Two have been heard. Let us go to the consent calendar first. The bills on consent are AB 1715, Assemblymember Muritsuchi, AB 1730, Assemblymember Davies, AB 2963, which is from the Committee, Military and Veterans Affairs, and AGR 17 from Assemblymember Waldron. And with that, Madam Secretary, could you please call the roll?
I know procedurally someone should say move.
Oh, we do need a motion. I apologize. We have a motion from Senator Grove.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Newman.
For the consent calendar. Aye.
Newman, aye. Grove.
Aye.
Grove, aye. Archuleta. Eggman.
Aye.
Eggman, aye. Melendez.
Aye.
Melendez, aye. Roth? Umberg?
So it does pass up.
The consent calendar has four ayes, no noes. We'll leave that on call for the time being. And let's now...
In rules, we can take up two items at the same time. Can we do that here?
Let's not do that. Let's do it in deference to the authors. And so the first bill on which we will vote is AB 325, which we heard. Assemblymember Irwin, do we have a motion? I believe... Senator Eggman, you were going to, so the motion is from Senator Eggman. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
AB 325 do pass, but first we refer to the Committee on Appropriations. Newman.
Aye.
Newman, aye. Grove.
Aye.
Grove, aye. Archuleta. Eggman.
Aye.
Eggman, aye. Melendez.
Aye.
Melendez, aye. Roth. Umberg.
That bill has 4 votes. We will leave that on call for the time being. Let's move on to the last of our bills. This is AB 2119 from Assemblymember Flora. And I believe, Senator Grove, you are happy to make that motion. Madam Secretary, if you could please call the roll.
AB 2119, do pass, but first refer to the Committee on Human Services. Newman.
Aye.
Newman, aye. Grove.
Aye.
Grove, aye. Archuleta. Eggman. Melendez.
Aye.
Melendez, aye. Roth. Umberg. We've got 3.
We have 3 votes with Senator Eggman hopefully returning very quickly. If we could, let's leave that on call as well to let my colleagues leave. So we have 3 votes there. We'll wait for Senator Eggman to come. We'll open the roll for all of the votes, including the most recent one. So thank you to both of you for your participation. Let's go ahead and recess until Senator Eggman returns. And we are joined by Senator Umberg. So, Senator, thank you. I know you have another hearing going on, so thank you for making the time to be here. So we are going to open the roll, and let's start with the consent calendar, and then we'll proceed to the two bills we had before us. So, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Yes, sir. Archuleta? Roth? Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye.
All right, proceeding to, I'm sorry, that gets us to 5-0. That bill is out. We can close that. Let's go to AB 1715, Assemblymember Marusucci's bill.
It will be AB 325.
I'm sorry. AB 325, Assemblymember Irwin. Please call the roll.
AB 325, do pass, but for refer to appropriations. Archuleta? Roth? Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye.
That bill has 5 votes. It is out. And then AB 2119, Assemblymember Flora.
AB 2119, do pass, but first refer to Committee on Human Services. Archuleta? Roth? Umberg.
Aye.
Umberg, aye.
That bill has 4 votes. It is out. Thank you, Senator Umberg. And with that, we will close the roll. That completes today's hearing for the Senate Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs. And with that, this committee is adjourned. Thank you.